America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. Hey, should mention, I have an appearance on Friday. You can join me at the Verizon store in Rockville. Stop by, talk some football. I'll be there from 5 until 6:30. I believe it's 1701 Rockville Pike. So if you're in the Rockville area, stop by the Verizon store.
It's a nice hometown appearance right there. That's right in the backyard. Very good. Good for you.
1701 Rockville Pike, Verizon store, 5 to 6:30 on Friday.
Excellent.
All right, time now for the entertainment page, which is driven by BMW Fairfax.
That's right. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but my guy Mike Walker over at BMW Fairfax has no interest in charging you interest, just 2.99% on most X-Series models for a limited time only. Find out more at BMWFairfax.com. I had lunch, on Monday with Miriam.
How'd that go?
She's the new GM at BMW Fairfax, while Mike is now overseeing all of the BMWs. It went awesome.
So Mike got a promo. He got a promotion.
Oh, yeah. He's not even a regional guy. I think he's a national guy for that company that owns all those BMW dealerships.
That's big dollars.
Thanks, Sonic.
Yeah. Big dollars.
Oh, he's
Bitcoin.
He's on the road a lot.
Yeah,
a lot of travel.
So Miriam is my new connection. She's the one that's there all the time.
He's a Cowboy fan, by the way. He's not happy about the Cowboy season.
Oh, he's having a rough go of it.
Yeah, he's definitely a Cowboy fan.
He's a huge Cowboy fan.
Too bad for him. Sucks to be him right now.
But what would you do? So we went to the Great, and I haven't been there in probably a decade. But every time I go there,
the
it's in that.
The Great is the name of it?
No, I'm going to tell you.
The Great.
Stream of consciousness.
Got it. Okay.
The Great restaurant. I think it's the same ownership group as like Artie's. Went to Sweetwater Tavern, which I enjoy. Yeah. Really like that. I love their little.
Sweetwater's great.
The bread balls.
The sweet
Aussie
butter.
Rolls.
Oh, yeah. I had so much bread and butter before the food even came.
So good.
But when I go to Artie's, I always get the salmon salad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, it's owned by the same company. I think it's called actually the Great American
Restaurant.
Great American, yeah.
Right. Miriam got the salmon salad. Sam Wiener.
He got the same thing. Y'all got the same thing.
I said, I can't get that. We can't get, that's like dumb. No. We can't get three.
So what did you pivot to?
Regular salmon.
Okay.
Just without the
but
salad.
But I couldn't get the salmon salad because then all three of us would get the salmon salad.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, I don't even think you could do that. I think that's like against the law. Have you ever done that where you all three
Everyone
people,
orders the same thing?
Yeah.
That happens all the time.
No. That's
especially if they have something good at said restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you, B. I don't like to order something that somebody else ordered.
I don't mind if one other person does it. I can't do it.
It's so weird. You're the one eating it.
It's embarrassing. It's like
you think the chefs in the back are saying, "Hey, look at that dumb table. They all got salmon salads."
It's just, they might be chortling behind the scenes a little bit.
Have you
bit.
Ever done that before? Like you
No, but, automatically change my order.
Right?
Yeah. Unless we're all getting cheeseburgers. then I'll ride with the boys.
I can't do that, man. I had to just get the regular salmon.
I think that's weird on your end.
I think you're in the minority.
Why do I have to compromise what I want to eat because someone else got it?
They ordered first. They beat you to the punch. Yeah, so you're a loser.
I know, but
I'm the one eating.
Did you have to tell the waiter or waitress to come back so you could pivot?
No, because I could tell. Well, first of all, I'm not going to argue with the GM of BMW Fairfax.
Sure.
She right away said, I'm getting salmon salad.
Right.
It's Sam Weiner, who's probably on Ozempic and every other pill out there. He's like, yeah, I'm doing
Sam. Man, he's taking shots.
He's taking shrapnel. Yeah.
He says, I'm out with the salmon salad, too.
Yeah, King
and
Combo,
like,
Rogaine.
Isn't this the same company that owns Arty's that has the unbelievable salmon salad? Well, of course that's what I want to get.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't do it. Can't do it.
God forbid you only got the salmon. Didn't
he's
he
got
get
the regular
the salad part?
Yeah, yeah. I did get a side salad, though.
Did you put the salmon on top of the side salad?
So you basically got the same thing. You just got salmon.
It's not as good.
The salmon entree
with
the side salad.
Because it's not as good.
Mm. Okay.
Get the blue cheese. Always get the blue cheese.
No, thank you. Never.
All right. This is some goofy stuff out there. First of all, they've got Tom Hanks doing an interview, and I guess he's got a new movie coming out that's getting slammed, right?
Here. It's called Here.
Right? And it's
Kevin has reviewed it the last 9 times he's been on the show.
Yeah. Well, and what did Kevin think of it?
He likes it.
I think he thought it was decent.
I liked it.
I don't think he thought it was great.
Well, you know what Tom Hanks thinks of Kevin and guys of Kevin's ilk?
Thinks nothing of them.
He called, he did the Conan.
It's pretty explicit. It's pretty harsh.
I don't know how to say it.
I don't know how to say it.
They called him the C word.
He called them the C word. He called them crumb suckers.
Yeah. Right.
That's what he called them.
So, there you go. I guess. Whatever, but he says it's part of the deal. You know, when you're, you know, when you sign up for this, but he doesn't have very much regard for guys like Kevin. whatever, cakes.
Yes,
Tika Nelson. I think that's how you say her name. Passed away. Do you know who that is?
Tika Nelson. I did see the story yesterday when I was doing the cakes EP. I didn't do the story. Prince's sister passed away
at the age of 64.
Right.
Not sure why, but she was a musician.
It's got to be hard to be a musician when your brother is Prince.
She put out.
You might want to look into a different line of work.
They say she had 2 R&B hits. Can you look up Tika Nelson?
She did.
R&B hits.
She didn't have hits like When Doves Cry and Purple Rain and Little Red Corvette. I know that.
Maybe they were like in the top 100 or something, Cakes.
Okay.
Mark Anthony's tune. Hold on. Charting July of 1988. Mark Anthony's tune.
That's the name of her hit?
I think that she wrote the song Mark Anthony's tune.
Okay.
Because she had a crush on him. I think that's the name of the song, too.
Huh.
But I could be wrong.
So I don't know. Like, Prince, didn't he die? Didn't he have, like, the fentanyl and all
fentanyl
that?
Fentanyl overdose, yeah.
I don't know if it's the same thing, but only 64, Cake. Seems a little young. Terrible news. Joe Exotic is in the news.
Oh, lucky us.
Tiger King.
Is he in jail?
Still in jail.
Okay.
That's not going to stop him from getting married, though. He plans to marry his fellow inmate in prison, hoping they can walk out together, Cakes.
How much time do they have left on their bids?
I think he's got a while to go. He's incarcerated at the Federal Medical Center in Fort Worth, Texas. He's engaged to Jorge Marquez.
Okay.
He's 33. And
well, Joe Exotic, let me guess, is, I mean, he looked old when Tiger King came out. I'm going to say he's 67 years
63.
Old. 63. Okay.
I did not consume Tiger King.
I did consume Tiger King, yes.
That was a good one.
I didn't.
What was the woman's name? Carol Baskin? Is that her name?
Yeah, you got it.
Carol Baskin, who allegedly locked that she killed her ex-husband, right? Allegedly.
Seemed like it.
I'm going to say allegedly for the fourth time. Allegedly.
Yeah, I don't
know. How did he die? A lion ate him? I don't know the story.
I can't remember.
Some people theorize
she fed him.
I think she meant theory, but also dug a hole and buried him or something, right? I don't know if his body's been like...
She killed him and I think put him through the meat grinder.
Yeah.
And then fed him to the tiger.
It's a tiger, not a lion.
Yeah, the tiger, not a lion.
Okay,
not the Lion King. It's the Tiger King.
It wasn't Simba.
Yeah. Cakes?
Yes.
Richard Gere and his wife I don't think this has anything to do with anything going on sort of politically. Or anything,
they're out.
They're moving.
They're moving
to Spain. They said they're going to go to Madrid. It's going to be a great adventure. They sold their Connecticut estate for $10.75 million.
What a score. Good for them.
By the way, I got this text while I was on the golf course. One thing that sucks about keeping your score on your phone.
By the way, are they going to be mad at Richard Gere that he bashed that dude over the head with the snow globe and he bled out in Diane Lane's apartment?
I have no idea.
Are they going to track him down for that?
Well, he was a Spaniard, wasn't he?
I think he was a Spaniard.
Yeah. I think he was from Spain.
Yeah, they're going to be on Richard Gere's ass.
They don't like him there. Yeah.
So I got this text. So, you know, I don't want to check my phone, but I put my scores in. I put how many up and downs, mm-hmm. putts, all that. And then I said I had a bunch of texts. So I went, and this one's from my daughter. Mm-hmm. Okay. Cornell basketball. She dates the starting shooting guard for the Cornell hoop team.
Okay.
Coop. He's a good dude. Cornell basketball is going to Italy over the summer. I know we have a beach trip usually in August. Do you guys want to go to Italy after?
I know you're
right. I definitely want to go.
Just a casual, hey, do you guys want to go to
Italy? So I'm on the golf course right now. Yeah. Then my wife says, I'll go.
Right.
Of course.
I mean, that trip is easily a 15 grand trip, right?
Right. Oh, I don't
know. Plane tickets, hotel for however long you're there. You're not just going to go to Italy for 4 days.
Oh, no. She's already looked it up. She says, it's unconfirmed, but I think we fly into Rome, then Milan, Florence, Venice, then Lake Como, where Lurch likes to hang out.
Yeah,
all great spots.
They play 3 games in 3 different cities, and you're there for about 5 days. But 5 days, didn't you say Lake Como is good for like 1 day? They said they're spending five days.
That's Venice. Venice is good for 1 day.
What about Lake Como?
Did you respond?
Como, we were there for almost a week.
They say 45 days.
You should have responded. Yeah. You and your mom could try to stow away on the Cornell plane.
Yeah.
Ride the team bus.
And hitch a ride over there with the Big Red.
Well, I said I just wanted to be nice. I didn't want to. I said I'll have to ponder it.
Yeah.
Okay. But I've pondered it.
Yeah. You don't want to go.
I'm not going.
Yeah.
So, but I guess my wife and daughter are going.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they are.
Well, if Dee says she wants to go, I can't say no. I mean, she's going to go.
Yeah, because she controls the money.
I mean, we just don't have that type of relationship. If she says she wants to go somewhere, she goes wherever she wants to go.
If you watch Disclaimer on Apple Plus TV, you may want to have her reconsider a trip to Italy.
Hey, tell her not to pack those khaki pants. Well, there's Italian men will be following her all over the streets.
First of all, they're not khaki. Those are white pants. But meanwhile, she's been to most of those places already. I don't think she's been to Lake Como. She's not freaking Lurch or George Clooney.
She just wants to get out of Kensington, Evie.
No, I know.
Closest I've been to Italy recently, Little Italy in Baltimore. And that was probably last year.
Say, D, why don't you go to Mama Lucia?
Right. I would way more likely go to Mama Lucia.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Order a chicken parm like Ovi does before every home game.
Love Mama Lucia.
That's his bit.
I think
from Mama Lucia or from any time?
The flight back was
Mama Lucia.
Disaster.
I'm sure it was.
How long is that?
Well, it was only supposed to be
6.5, 7.
No, the flight back, no. Flight back, you're going against the jet stream. Probably took like 10, but we had to fly into Atlanta.
Okay. Hartsfield International.
And Atlanta.
I think it's the world's busiest airport.
Oh, it was terrible.
I don't think you understand. My interest level on a scale from 0 to 100 is truly 0.
To go to Italy.
Any of that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. 0.
Yeah, you wouldn't have
any same
fun.
For any place. Greece, Paris.
No, I'm actually a little bit intrigued to go to like Greece, like the islands. They look silly.
It's very pretty.
Yeah, you just want to hang out on a beach somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm not going to be hoofing it. If I'm hoofing it somewhere, there should be a Titleist Pro V1 somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm not hoofing it to a museum or to see some chapel or something.
Or cobblestone streets.
Yeah, whatever people do.
You don't care about a leaning tower.
You don't want to go to see the Sistine Chapel?
No.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to see that? The Sistine Chapel?
I'm telling you, I have zero interest.
The Colosseum?
I kind of want to go to Wimbledon and then leave. I kind of want to go to the French Open and then leave.
You just want to go to international tennis events?
Yeah, that's
Cakes is 100% more interested in Rome Madunze.
Oh, Rome Madunze has been targeted a lot coming out of the bye. I don't know if you guys have missed this. And that Bears offense, it sucks. But Roma Dunze, his arrow is going.
You know, that's probably
that's why DJ Moore.
Keenan Allen's
that's
going,
why DJ Moore walks off the field.
Here's Keenan Allen's arrow. Straight down. And then keep going. And keep going further. And that's where Keenan Allen's arrow is going.
I'm trying to look and see the time.
Roma Dunze than Rome the city.
Mm-hmm. I think this is
close.
Right about the time I pumped that second shot into the woods, you know, on 11. I read that text.
I care more about Paris Campbell. And he gets no run. I can't even tell you what team he's on right now that I care about Paris City of Lights.
I open the door for all the fantasy even city business.
Yeah, but if your wife wanted to go, you would go.
I care more about David Boston.
See? Yeah.
No, but here's the thing.
In Boston than the city of Boston.
This is the beauty of this. She can go with Meg.
Yeah. She is.
You get the bachelor life for a while.
Yeah. Oh my God, can you imagine
the amount of
golf you're gonna play?
Yeah.
Golf whistle.
No, because he still has Kate.
She might go.
Yeah, she'd probably go too.
Ship her too.
I don't even know when. Yeah, I mean, I bet you she would go. She might not
cha-ching.
Be able to.
It's that bill is going to be outrageous.
Hey, I'm probably going to Italy next year to visit family.
Yeah, well, say hi to Dee.
I doubt she's going to Trejoval.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I've pondered it,
yeah.
And it's a no.
Good.
That's a no for me, dog.
Pondered it for 10 seconds.
That's a no for me, dog. Yeah. But I want you to have a good time. Well, you have a good life. I don't want you to have any regrets.
She probably knew that going in. She didn't even ask you, though. Did she say,
I was on a group text.
Would you like to go?
Yeah.
Of course she.
Yeah, that's why
she wants you to go.
Yeah, I was on a group text.
Your wife knows you too well. She didn't go, Eric.
No. She doesn't care if I go or not.
I know.
Here's Eric's response.
No. No.
I thought I was being gracious and I'll have to ponder it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've pondered it.
Yeah.
That's a no from me.
Interesting, though, you would go to Greece. Spain?
Just because there's a beach.
No. I'm not interested in Spain. For some reason, there's something romantic about Greece to me. I don't know. Like, this
trying
seems
to think
like
of other big
anytime
places.
I've seen friends on their Instagram or whatever, they're like on a Greek island.
Greece looks beautiful.
It looks silly.
Morocco?
No. I don't even know where that is.
Drab was in Morocco. Just the fact that Drab was in Morocco for a day and said, stay far, far away. I never would have gone anyway. But that was the clincher.
Although I do know some people from Morocco and they love it. But yeah.
Hey, look, my file is daughter went to like 15 countries in her semester abroad.
Our friend Othello was Moroccan. That doesn't mean I have to go to Morocco.
Yeah, yeah. No. I'm out on international travel.
Vienna?
Yeah.
Vienna, Austria?
Yeah, he goes to Vienna all the time for softball.
Literally, I honestly don't know.
He could play Westwood.
Yeah. What the hell is in Vienna that I would be interested in?
Munich?
Mountains.
You can see Giants Panthers at Munich this weekend if you wanted to go.
I mean, I honestly don't understand why people would do that. I mean,
millions of tourists every year go to cities like Munich or
there are guys. We say it all the time. There's football games going on. There's guys walking around the zoo.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
I don't understand the world. I would go to Wimbledon. I would go to the French Open.
Australian Open?
No.
It's a long flight.
It's just a long flight. The only way I would go to Australia is if my son played lacrosse.
Would you go to the Open? Go over to Scotland or Ireland or wherever they're playing it?
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I mean, maybe. I mean, I guess maybe I would like to see
I wouldn't.
He's been to Renditions. Hey,
if you want to see a brown golf course, just go to any course in the summer.
Yeah, you play Carnoustie over at Renditions.
Yeah.
You guys were offered a trip to play at St. Andrews, and you turned it down.
Is that true?
Yeah, remember the whole thing last year about the tourism trip?
Didn't I say I would do that?
I think we gave some good ideas, and we never heard anything back.
No, you guys wanted to go to the...
St. Andrews was the leader that we all pitched, and a bunch of, you know, fuddy-duddies over here said no.
Jason wanted to go see Bama LSU instead.
He wants to go to Tuscaloosa.
Can you blame me?
Hold on, I think if push comes to shove, I would go to the old course.
I don't even remember the pushback.
No, I remember giving ideas and then hearing crickets.
That's the same guy. That's what I remember.
No, that's totally different. Oh, yeah. This was like a client.
No, I
wanted to go to the Bahamas and go to Tigers tournament.
You want to go to the Hero?
I want to go to the Hero.
Tom goes to that every year. He says it's amazing because no one's there.
That's why I
see like the top 18 players.
This is before Tiger's bat gives out.
All right, coming up next, Sean Springs will join us, former Washington cornerback. We'll get his take on the Marshawn Lattimore deal. What does that mean to this Washington Commanders defense?
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.